Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Just as the regular old show was ending today, we had a little conversation about Alexis and the way she pronounces the word jewelry. And a lady said, teach her how to pronounce it correctly. And I must be mispronouncing it as well, because we say it the same way. Nobody really had a problem with the way she was saying it. But then what did that message say about leaving her alone? Because
I cannot stand people that are Yeah. Y'all leave her alone. Gwen said photography for months in a commercial.
Photography.
That's pretty good. Now we're going to make fun of Gwen. Gwen just got a big sponsor for Ace and TJ's Grin Kids.
Well, she still says photography wrong. Doesn't make it any less funny.
And then somebody used to say, she would say realtor or realtor.
Realtor.
Yeah. Realtor. It's realtor. Realtor, not realtor.
Realtor.
My wife says realtor. And if we were speaking, I'd tell her to stop.
She doesn't like that.
No, I'm just saying we don't talk.
Oh.
No, yeah, he didn't mean stop. He didn't mean stop saying the word incorrectly. Yeah. He meant stop speaking to me.
Period. Yeah, not in years have we spoken. Okay, for those of you keeping a journal, a log of what makes Riggins mad or incidents that he doesn't like. We can add one to the list today. Ace, he doesn't like it when girls pet his dog.
What?
Why? A way to do it. Like, it's so annoying. If somebody says, hey, can it happens 20 times a day when we're walking around town and people go, oh, can I pet your dog? Go, of course. When you have a dog like that, you want to let people pet him. Of course you can. But then they're kind of nervous because they, I don't know why, but they hold their hand over his head, like with their nails pointing down. And then he looks at that like somebody's holding a treat. You know, if you hold something over their head, he immediately jumps up and then go, oh, now I'm scared. I'm going, okay, well, what do you want me to do? You're acting crazy.
Put your hand on the dog.
Just go pet
That's
him.
Weird.
Stop being weird.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but it happens every single day. And then he starts bouncing up trying to get their hand because he thinks there's like a treat there or something. Like a dolphin. And then they go, oh, I'm scared now. I go, okay, well, like, leave me alone then.
So it happened yesterday?
Happened yesterday, again, with two women.
Were they cute?
No. It's just so annoying. Yeah, just go pet them like a normal person. You don't need to, like, tease them or, you know, whatever you're doing.
But then what do you how do you handle it though?
I go, I'm sorry, and then I just walk away because I haven't figured out like the best solution. I don't want to tell people. Go, here's how you actually just like pet a dog like a normal person. You could just go up and touch him, like, because then it sounds like I'm condescending. But like, who does that?
But why would they want to pet a dog that they're scared of?
I don't know.
He's not even scary looking.
He's not. No. But either people think he's the cutest thing they've ever seen, or they're terrified. There's really rarely an in between.
But they're not scared of him until he jumps their hand.
Yeah, when he jumps up to get whatever they're holding.
Right. So they say, and I'm scared of him. Oh, well, no, he's just scared because you were holding hands. You just pet him, it'll be fine.
I could do all that, but what I typically say is I go, I'm sorry, and then I just keep walking. I'm not interested in having the back and forth of like, you're petting him wrong or you're doing weird stuff with your hands. It's just weird.
Yeah, you could just say, oh, he thought you were teasing him. Just pet him. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Both of you look like a couple of teases to me.
Exactly.
It's only women, though, that do that?
It's only women. But it's most 99% of the people that want to pet them are women. Guys are like, they don't make a big deal. They just walk by. But every woman, typically, especially if they have got a friend with them, it's always in twos. Oh, you know, it's a big deal. They get them all hyped up. They're speaking in a high voice. So he's already, you know.
I thought it was worse when he was a puppy, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a cute dog.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just, I don't know, just don't be weird.
If you had room, would you get another one?
No.
Okay.
No.
But, I mean, a month ago, you were talking about getting another one, and we were trying to talk you out of it because you live in an apartment. You
know, I like the idea of having a dog, something for him to, you know, bide his time with.
Yeah.
But I don't need another dog. I can barely handle this one.
Oh, here's a survey. They said 41% of people said they've had conversations with their pets during the lockdown. But what does that mean? Does that mean that the rest of the people don't talk to their pets at all? Because this doesn't stipulate that that they think the pet talked back to them.
Yeah.
And it says that they've helped you help people feel less alone. They've helped with anxiety. You know, all of the things that dogs or pets help you with, even when there's not a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get, it's just like every story now has to figure out some way to connect to the virus.
Yep.
But who would have an animal they don't even talk to?
Yeah, I don't understand that. You always talk to your dog, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I talk to my cat all the time.
You perform for yours.
I do. I do. Last night I performed. Put on a whole concert.
What did you do?
I was cooking and I had music playing and a song came on and I was dancing and I was holding the spatula like a microphone and she's laid out on the couch and just looking at me like, girl, you crazy.
Do you think that your dog, Riggins, would get along with Alexis's cat?
I don't know.
You're the cutest thing. We could go viral.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he's ever been. He's chased cats before.
Do you think? Do you think your dog would get along with another dog?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lady here that says people hold their hand up to the dog so he can sniff them to see if it's okay to pet him.
When you do that, you hold it down to their nose, like with a fist. You don't even put your fingers out because they could bite your fingers. So what you do is you put your fist out down towards their nose, let them smell you. But that's not what people do. They hold their hand like a claw above his head, you know, 3 feet above his head, and then he, you know, jumps up to get whatever they've got.
Is it because women want to use their fingernails and scratch him on top of the head?
Maybe, kind of but thing? They don't go They're, after him. They just kind of go, oh, like nervously go, oh, oh, now I'm scared. Okay, well, get out of my way then. You stopped me. You stopped me.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing Alexis's cat wearing boots and sword fighting.
Like
boots
in boots.
Yeah.
And boots.
Puss in boots. So do the homeless people that you see all the time, do they try to pet him?
Yeah.
And do you let them?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your friend would ask you about the time all the time, right?
Yeah.
He's still around?
Yep. He's around. Yeah. I let all the homeless people touch him. He doesn't care.
Yeah. You ought to start telling the women that ask if they can pet the dog, say, yeah, but you first got to pet the weasel.
Hey.
Yeah. You know, I don't mean just hold your hand over it either. I mean, get on in there.
It's lit.
That's what's great about the dog. They don't care about your economic status, what you look like. If you put on 20 pounds, they don't care. They're just happy to see you. And I think we could learn a lot from the attitude of a dog. They're always happy. You know, they're excited to eat the same meal for the 800th day in a row. You know, they're just like thrilled about it. I think there's a lot I could learn.
All green lights.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Riggins has his guitar here, and we've been getting a lot of comments over the last few weeks about Alexis's lack of singing ability, and some of them are pretty mean.
I didn't know it was a must to be able to sing.
Yeah, because Riggins does this thing every Friday called the Week in Review, and he sings a song about, it's really funny, he sings about what's gone on that week in pop culture and on the show. And all of us join in to sing the chorus. And people have threatened lawsuits since Alexis has been Senior on the thing.
I tried. We've been threatened with lawsuits. It's so bad.
It's bad. Like,
so Riggins is going to give, well, and then Ace, you can help too since you're a singer. You give Alexis a little singing lesson to see, you know, if it can improve any.
I think I'd rather just watch. Yeah.
I'd rather just watch too and not listen.
Do that next.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at ACETJ.com.
I don't know how it works. Is it necessary for that to run during the podcast? If people are already here listening to it, then they know the information.
That's a good point. But if they're listening like live, they're listening live. Maybe it's a reminder that, hey, this is also it's a podcast. You can download it later in the day.
Right. Yeah. Adam's got a lot on him right now, so don't want to nitpick everything.
Right.
You don't want to rock that
part. I haven't even talked to him over the last couple of days. Mm-mm. His move didn't go exactly the way.
Yeah.
Movements aren't going like he needs them to go. The whole thing. Okay, so every week when Riggins does his song, The Week in Review, and we all sing along with the chorus, people notice or have said, I've not noticed it. But people have said that Alexis is not a good singer. Have y'all noticed it?
Never.
Ace?
I missed it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So today was the first day I was back for it, and she didn't sing today. So right. I didn't.
Yeah, because she's all gun-shy now.
Right. I had never noticed it before.
Somebody on the show said they noticed it the first time she ever sung along with The weekend review.
It wasn't me.
Was it you, Rob?
No.
Was it you, Riggins?
No.
No? Well, I don't know who it was.
It's a mystery.
That's weird.
Someone messaged in when I first started. Is it that?
The very first time?
Yeah.
That was hurtful, wasn't it?
I was like, okay, well.
Okay, so Riggins is going to help. At least just with the week in review part. Maybe she just practiced that. And then if she wants to practice singing other songs on her own, when we don't have to hear it, she can do that. So you want to just play the chorus and let her sing along so you can hear first what she sounds like?
You got to sing with me because I'm going to like forget the lyrics.
Riggins will sing with you.
Okay.
I should sing with her?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's... That just keeps gives you a key.
Okay.
This is my song.
It's called The Week in Review.
It's a week's worth of shows
summarized for you. No special effects and no auto tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great.
It's not horrific, though.
Yeah, it's not horrible. I just never noticed it because I'm focused on the song. It's really not good. But,
I never claimed to be a good singer,
right,
though.
Yeah.
I try.
I think in a group setting, you wouldn't stand out, like, as being bad.
Am I red? I feel hot.
And then sing it without the guitar. You oh, just sing it with a, you know, more of the tempo that it actually goes when you go. Yeah. So it's like,
week in review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Yeah.
I mean... Ace, I think, turned me down, so I must be back.
Turned you up a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Like,
whoa.
Oh, yikes. Let's...
I like the way the Weekend Review chorus gains just a little bit of attitude when she sings it.
Like, boom.
Yeah. This is my song. It's called The Weekend Review. It's a week's worth of shows. There you go. Now go.
Summarized for you.
Take it.
No special effects and no auto-tune.
Slow down.
Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Did Christina walk in the room? Did Christina walk in the room?
The genie at the bottle.
Performing for you. You.
So, suck it, everybody.
You proved them wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I told that. Y'all, showed y'all.
Just me and my guitar performing for you, you dirty ass bitch.
Put a little stank on it.
Mm-hmm. I said what I said.
So... Okay, well, Regan's asked you earlier what song you'd like. What song do you like singing? You have a go-to song that you sing around the house in front of your cat?
I mean, I sing lots of songs, but Teardrops on My Guitar is one of my favorites by Taylor Swift.
Oh, I was going to say Carlos Santana. What is that? The Crying of My Guitar? Something like that.
My Guitar Gently Weeps?
Yeah, that's
by the Beatles?
Right. By Carlos Santana. Yeah.
I hear it. Wiley says, tell Alexis to sing an octave higher.
That's eight notes, Alexis. So count them. Eight higher than what you're doing.
That's so funny.
Let's start here.
Because she's trying to sing on the same notes that we are, which being men's would be lower than
this. My song is called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
We're getting there.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Good.
All right. Okay.
Auto-tune.
Make me a star, Riggins.
Yeah, the day's not over. We'll make you a star.
No auto-tune.
No auto-tune.
No auto-tune. No auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Performing for you.
Performing for you, amigos.
Ay.
Ay.
Do you like me singing?
Ooh, me gusta.
Me gusta. She's not used to just singing with one guitar.
Can you put on a big hat?
Four or five of them walking through a restaurant.
Yeah. You just bring a sizzling plate of
Rob, you play the trumpet.
I need you to be chubbier and shorter. And play that. Well, that's good. I think you're fine.
Right? It's not like horrible people have to message in complain.
Not at all.
Sheesh. Didn't know this was the Yelp review.
But it may be that.
But it really is. Every day is like a Yelp review
exactly.
around here.
Because we've had several girls on the show that are really good singers. So maybe that's why,
that's
they,
why.
They're expecting.
Sass is a good singer.
A really good singer. Monica was a great singer.
Yeah.
Gwen's not a singer.
Yeah, Gwen didn't even sing along. She would just sit there and
just
like, she would smile and kind of bob her head back and forth. Like,
Because she knew that she wasn't going to get paid extra to sing. That's why Gwen wouldn't do it.
Not on my contract. I leave at 10 o'clock.
I don't do an extra podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that bookshelf fell on you, but I got to go. It's 10. Love to stay and help, but.
Now, were we doing the Weekend Review when you were still in school, Alexis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's how long we've been.
I don't know if in high school, but I do remember... like 2021 it playing, because I remember like getting ready for college and I would hear it play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You meant like when you
like
were
when I was 21, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like that's 10 years ago.
Yeah, because I remember driving to school and I would hear it.
Yeah, because Riggins is only 2 years older than you. Mm-hmm. Almost three, right? Two and a little bit.
Yeah.
When did you join the show officially, like full-time, Riggins? Was that 10 years ago? It wasn't that long ago, was it?
Yeah, it might have been 10 years. 10 years and... Yeah, 10 years, probably. Close to it. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. You graduated college in what year?
In 2010.
Okay.
It was the year I graduated.
But it was, okay, so you graduated in May. Mm-hmm. Kind of had that job doing sales for us for about a month, 3 weeks, something like that.
Yeah. Did not flourish in that position.
So it would have been the fall of 2010 when you joined.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're coming upon, we're not quite there. We're coming up to your 10-year anniversary with the Ace and TJ show.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
We should celebrate with a billboard for him.
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
Congratulations on still being here for 10 years.
And then also, here's his number for all the ladies.
Yeah, I mean, can you believe it? 10 years. A decade.
I think it's great.
I do, too.
I think it's great, too.
Mm-hmm. Had a good time. I love
it. You started out, you know, just being a little, you know, pothead intern. Now, look
dreams do come true.
A pothead full-timer.
That's right. Yeah, you're full-fledged. I forgot we gave you a title a long time ago for something. And
I'm the vice president of something.
Something programming, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't you have, a business card, right?
Maybe.
Mm. Do you have a credit card?
I thought we never got them.
We never got them?
No, we meant to order his business cards. But we didn't. Adam probably thought they were too expensive.
Did we get you a credit card?
Yeah, but I gave that up.
You gave it to a lady.
I got it now.
No, I don't want
that. He doesn't want the responsibility.
Yeah, but the point was, if we needed something for the show, you could go get it.
Yeah, that's why he gave
it. That's what he gave to me. He's going to be like, well, Alexis has it, so tell her.
Yeah, he didn't want that.
June 28, 2013, I posted about the Week in Review.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
It was about someone on the show leaving, and you did a song for them. That's what the Week in Review was.
Who was
and
leaving, 2013?
It was Yankee Pete.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I said, made me so emotional. Waterworks for sure. I feel like I know them all. They're part of my mornings every day.
Aw.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Let's see what you write the day you leave. That's the true test.
Yeah. You know what we call that is a radio hag.
I don't like that.
No, I'm kidding. A radio hag is is somebody who
calls somebody who writes sweet messages about us on their Facebook page. A radio hag.
No, a radio hag is somebody, a woman who, and could be a guy too for the lady radio personalities, but it's somebody that calls all the time and wants to hook up with the DJ and always comes to events because they think, you know, the guy that's on the radio is going to, you know, hook up with him. And
it's like a groupie
that sort of thing.
Radio.
Yeah,
it's a
groupie. Yeah, kind of.
Right.
It's way worse for women.
That's different than a contest hog, which is somebody who sits around constantly trying to win every single contest on the radio. And then once you win, you have to wait, what is it, a month or 6
days.
Weeks or some, whatever it is. And they count the days on every radio station since the last time they won a prize. So they continue trying. Like if they win a prize on our station, they know for 30 days they can't win. So then they'll listen to the other stations to try to win their contests.
Oh, my God. Mm.
That's true.
That's crazy.
So now you've learned radio hag and contest hog.
The things I learn on this show, I love it.
Take
and you get to know, not as much these days, but we used to know the names. You would know who, and everybody that worked at the station, all the DJs would know.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who won today? And there were a couple of names you would go to immediately. You'd never met them, but you know, they won again? Yeah.
The radio station we worked for in Huntsville, Alabama. Every morning, well, the owner of the radio station was really cool to us, and we were, we hadn't really gotten a handle on exactly what, you know, we wanted our show to be and all that. We thought we did, but he gave us the freedom to, you know, to find ourselves, so to speak. And he said, "You do whatever you want. The show is yours to do whatever you want. Just don't don't get my license taken away from me, and don't make me have to answer awkward questions at church. Yeah. Don't make me have to deal with that. In other words, don't be cussing and being nasty, and then don't get my do any kind of stunts or anything that's going to get my license taken away. He said, and you have to keep the birthday balls contest. You can do whatever else you want, but that's the only thing I'm requiring on the show is every morning do the birthday balls. And there were ping pong balls with numbers on them in a box, and we would draw out every morning a birthday. And the first person called in with that birthday got $104 because the radio station was 104 on the dial. Well, there was a woman who would sit, and she had a list of everybody's birthday that she knows. And she would sit and listen every morning for the birthday balls. And I would say two mornings a week, she would be the one on the phone and say, well, what's your birthday? And then she would say whatever we called out, and we'd go, oh, you got the money or whatever. And then we always had to say, what's the phrase that pays? And it was WZYP is my favorite radio station. And we always knew it was her by the way she said that. WZYP is my favorite radio station. And but there was no way to prove.
Yeah, you couldn't call her out.
No, couldn't because, you know, for all you, when she, whoever the person she won for came to pick up their money, they had their driver's license. They said, yeah, here's this proof that was my birthday.
She probably was like, you need to give me a percentage of that money.
And at the time, we couldn't see the phone number.
Caller ID.
So we didn't have a way to say, no, this is the same number that called the other day. And technically, just because the same number called, you couldn't not let her win. Like you knew you were being scammed, but you couldn't stop it.
She a finesse.
Yeah, and then there are some people that listen to the radio stations all through the week to find out where they're going to be on the weekends, like broadcasting from a car dealership or a furniture store or whatever, and when they're going to have prizes at those locations. They'll go and try to win the prizes on location, and then they'll get eat. Because they'll say, all right, we got pizza from Papa John's here today. Come on by, get a slice of pizza. We got hot dogs, whatever. They would go in there, and some of them would take Tupperware containers and put pizza in it and take it home and then go to the next radio station's appearance and do the same thing.
Sheesh.
Yep.
People got some time on their hands.
Mm-hmm. You know but I don't think it really works that way as much anymore.
Well, they don't do as much stuff like that anymore. You don't see this many small giveaways like that anymore.
Yeah.
When it used to do, and they don't have food sponsors for everything like they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
To take a Tupperware, though, to a free event, that's like taking a Tupperware to Thanksgiving. You get invited.
Yeah. Yeah, here's one of my favorite sayings of all time. Is shame diminishes the sense of entitlement. So these people have no shame. Can you imagine, thinking what will people think of me if I come out here and bring a Tupperware container and start putting free pizza in it and then loading up my kids and taking them to the next place? No shame.
No shame.
No.
No shame in your games.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you at some point you should say, no, I've got plenty.
Yeah.
I shouldn't take any more. But you don't.
Yep.
I'm good. I don't need to spend my afternoon riding around picking up free food from radio station appearances.
Yeah. I mean, who would want to be around radio people that much?
Not me.
Oh.
Not me.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
You know, I was just thinking, Ace, Riggins was a big fan of our show before he started working with us. He grew up being a fan of the show. Your fiance, Amanda, grew up being a big fan of the show. Alexis, the same way. And you too, Rob, I thought you didn't know much about us until you started working.
No, you're the reason I went to radio school.
Really?
Yes, I told you that a million times.
I know.
You suck.
I went to radio school. Yeah. You're the reason I went to damn radio school, man.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is that's four of our 11 listeners that are now closely tied to the radio.
Yeah.
There are only seven out there that we can get credit for right now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for some information about your radio school. That sounds funny. You're the reason I went to radio school.
Don't tell people.
You're the reason I killed my wife.
What? But Riggins, were you that much of a fan though when you were young, or did you become more of a fan after you got older and was hanging out with us and all of that?
No, it was on in the car all the time. But yeah, once, and I knew everybody on the show. And yeah, we listened all the time in the carpool. We always had to carpool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once I, you know, started interning, I was like, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I thought your number one choice of station when you were in high school and before you met us was more of the hip-hop station and stuff.
No, I never listened to the morning shows.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I like the music.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Yeah. It's very, very nice of y'all to be, you know, so, I don't know, so much in worship of us.
Oh, Lord.
Crazy.
And by us, yeah. He means.
Yeah. Yeah, Riggins, this is the greatest, and blah, blah, blah. Now he's like, I've been pissed at you for 3 weeks. saying something stupid that nobody was even asking you about in a conversation. Nobody even involved you in it.
Yeah. Which is accurate. And you brought it up again yesterday. You're the one that keeps bringing it up.
About what?
You were like, this is the same thing as me chiming in about the Patriot.
Oh.
And it wasn't.
Because you get so worked up. So it's funny. Mm.
Yeah, how things change. There was a time that Riggins would have loved if we had invited him somewhere, and now he'll bring me a gift just so he doesn't have to accept an invitation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Funny how that works.
We've come so far. Now he's like, tell you what, I spent $200 on this gift just to not have to come to your apartment. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
So,
and it's unspoken between the two of us. We're just going to leave it at that.
So yeah, Alexis, and you were all excited about coming to my house for the get together with all of us the other night.
Yes.
It won't be long before you're like, I am not driving all the way up there with Red Bulls.
It's a long drive.
It is a long drive. Man,
it's no different. I remember the first time when I was in college and I offered to work for the radio station for free that summer. And the first thing that I ever went to, Uncle Larry asked me before it started, he said, you want to grab a drink? And I was over 18. You could drink in Louisiana. I said, yeah. So I go with Uncle Larry to grab a drink, and I didn't drink a lot. So I ordered Jack and Coke because it's the only thing I felt secure as a man ordering. because I really liked an Amaretto Sour, but I didn't want to go that far.
You better not ever order an Amaretto Sour.
And we walked back. I got out of his car. We got in his car, a Camaro Z28, and it was sweet. Ooh. And as I got out, I noticed on the trunk, it had some spots that were rusted through into this. You can see the trunk of the car. I was like, damn, Uncle Larry's car is rusted.
Right, and Uncle Larry was the radio guy's on-air name. Yeah. It wasn't just some pervert.
No.
It wasn't. Hey, you want to come have a drink with Uncle Larry?
Hey. It wasn't come like
Red.
That at all.
Hey, come here, Red. Big Red. Hey, how old are you now? Oh, good. Perfect. He's 18. All right. You want to ride in Uncle Larry's Camaro? Go have a drink.
Cringe.
You want to hang out with Uncle Larry a little while?
You sit on my lap.
What did Uncle Larry look like?
Yeah, he's Uncle Larry, very cool guy.
Yeah,
yeah. That tells you everything. Yeah. What do he look like? He's very nice. Very nice. Nice man.
He looks like a super nice guy.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
No, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah,
yeah. He had the ladies. Mm. Yeah.
With his rusty Camaro.
It had one rust spot in it.
It had one rust spot.
Yeah.
Let's not besmirch the man's name now.
That sounds good like man. Something dirty, too.
Do what, Rob?
Rusty Camaro sounds like something super dirty.
Oh, yeah, like a Pittsburgh platter. Gave her the old rusty Camaro.
I was gonna send him this segment to tell him we were talking about it, but now I'm not. Now he'll feel like I was making fun of him. That wasn't the point.
You want Uncle Larry to give you a rusty Camaro?
Hey, but you know what? I didn't care because I was having a drink.
Yeah.
Uncle Larry.
Amaretto Sour, though, really is.
No, I went Jack and Coke on
I know,
that one.
But the fact that you thought about it.
It was the only thing I knew. First drink I ever ordered in a bar. And I was like, I have an Amaretto Sour. And the bartender just stared at me with that look like, are you sure that's what you're going to have right now?
When I was a bartender and people would order that, I was definitely like, what?
It's delicious, though.
I love an Amaretto Sour.
I know, but you have it at your own home, not like at a bar.
I don't have a clue how to make one, so. I was going with it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know the video that I showed you the other day of the guy that we used to work for, that our first boss that was doing the little commercial thing, you know, from the medical place that fixed his toe.
Yeah.
He and Uncle Larry were morning show partners. Yeah. The Q Morning Zoo. Hollywood and Uncle Larry.
Oh, Hollywood.
That's right. So that's who we grew up listening to.
Before that,
going to high school.
Before that, they were across the street at KTIZ, the Rhythm of Louisiana. Before it changed to KZMZ, more of a rock station.
What was the Rhythm of Louisiana?
Oh, it was what you think it is.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every night at 10 o'clock was Tony's Top 10 at 10. With Too Smooth, Tony Groove.
Ooh.
Yeah, laying down the 10 hottest requested songs of the night. It was badass.
We can't play music on the podcast, can we?
No.
Okay. Because I'll play you an example of what they used to play on KTIZ. And Hollywood had this thing that he would do where he would roll his R's. And I thought that was so cool. And he's got one of these big D voices. All right.
He sounds amazing. Yeah.
KTIZ, the Rhythm of Louisiana.
Hollywood is the reason that I am, and not to knock Uncle Larry, who now goes by his real name all the time. He no longer hasn't gone by Uncle Larry in years. Does all these voiceovers for commercials around the world. Like he does tons of huge clients, like in Europe and everything. It's crazy. He sounds amazing. But Hollywood is the reason I ended up getting into radio, because I liked radio. I was interested in it. And when I was in high school, this girl that was a friend of mine, we were going somewhere one night, and she said, oh, I got to stop by and drop something off to my cousin. And her cousin happened to be Hollywood. I said, at the radio station? She was like, yes. I said, okay, do I have to wait outside? She goes, no, you can come in. Because it was after 5 o'clock on a Friday. He let us into the studio. And it was the day, I'll never forget, it was the day that KTIZ became KZMZ, or that week, because all around the building they had signs in the studio that said, remember, we are now KZMZ, you know, that kind of thing. And I just would sit back there like a doofus, because I was a doofus. It's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, we're in the radio studio don't tell anybody. It's amazing. And to this day, I get chill bumps going in any radio studio. It's like the air changes when you walk in the studio. It just feels different. But yeah, it was incredible. And he was like, you know, he was asking me questions, and I was probably giving stupid answers because I was in a fog. Like, yeah. This is amazing.
So, but remember, this was Central Louisiana. So the thing his cousin was dropping off to him was a beach.
This is like, where did everybody go?
That's how I ended up in the studio alone.
The beach.
It's a beach.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
TJ, a question just came in from somebody who's clearly been listening for a while. Becca, who tweets us all the time. Do y'all ever hear from frequent emailer Martha anymore?
Yes.
We do?
Yep. Let's see. It was about maybe 6 months ago. She just out of nowhere sent a direct message on the Facebook. And she asked something or commented on something. And
that's right.
Then she says she wanted to come to one of the Friday things we do with the audience, because she lives way away from where we live. It's a couple hours away. And so we put her on the list for that day, and then she couldn't make it. Wow. That was really a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wasn't that disappointed, because that's pretty much the story of dating history of my life was – I'll be there. Okay. And then they call before and go, I can't make it.
Oh.
Damn. New Year's Eve, man. It's New Year's Eve. Well, no, New Year's Eve girl didn't even call. That bitch.
But what? That's okay.
Oh, man.
I'm still mad about that one, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, you should have gotten in touch with her and said, hey, look, okay, you missed New Year's Eve, but let's try not to miss summers, okay?
If you know what I mean.
Thank you. You need to make sure that you know,
that's funny.
That is, you participate in the day before the first day of summer.
Like, it is weird to me to think, though, I still hold those, like, the people that we grew up listening to on the radio. There's another guy that was on the radio in our hometown that when I went to college, he and I both worked part-time at the same radio station. I got a job at that radio station, and he was living there doing other work, but he wanted to still do radio stuff. And I think he ended up getting back into it as well. And when I met him, I was like, oh, my God. And he had no idea who I was, obviously. And I met him at the radio station. I'm this long-haired, I was like 19 years old or whatever, 20 years old, something. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I'm from Pineville. He goes, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, Atwood and the captain of the Q Morning Zoo. I was like, I was so excited. He was like, and he's like this nice guy that looks like your dad's next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. Super nice, really talented. It was just weird to think. And we both work here part time.
Was it Was it Atwood or the captain?
It was Atwood. David Atwood.
Okay.
He was great. He was just so kind.
So
and he got tired of me asking a bunch of stupid questions all the time about right. One time y'all did.
So did the captain just decide to retire and reflect on his days of military service?
I think so, yes. The captain had retired by that point from radio and moved on in life.
Wise old man.
Yeah. The captain had called it a day.
Head by the sea.
Was his first name David Atwood?
Yep.
Was that his name?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the reason.
I thought he should have called himself David Hadwood.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your name, Lisa.
Yeah. Which is the reason. Yeah. Because. Yeah. But that's the reason that I ended up being Ace on the radio then.
Because his name was David.
The program director there was like, I can't have two Davids. Do you have a nickname? And I said, no. He was like, well, we got to come up with something. And I said, well, my middle school basketball coach called me Ace because I could shoot from outside. And he was like one of these waving the hand things. Like, I don't give a shit about the reason. Sorry, I don't care about the reason. He's like, we're going with that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how important life decisions are made.
That's crazy.
It's been that way ever since. Yeah.
I thought it was like maybe part of like your middle name or something.
Nope.
Wow.
No, not at all.
Nick, childhood nickname.
Yeah.
No. What's the middle name that includes Ace?
Yeah.
Or maybe Ace was the
David
middle
name. David Sace.
Middle name, Sace. Yeah. My middle name is Face.
You got a nickname or anything? Well, everybody at school called me La Bitch. That's what I go by.
But I was saying,
I'll answer to that.
Yeah, that's so weird to me, though, to think that, like, I still think those people are like they're still cool. Like, I get excited. Uncle Larry sent me a Facebook message a while back, and I was like, oh, no, hey. I'm right on it. Like, I think we might even be talking on the radio, like, whatever we're talking about. Hang on a second. I got to respond to Uncle Larry real quick. He knows my name, you know? And to think that we're what y'all grew up listening to.
Yeah.
And now y'all think we're. Asshole.
Yeah. But you know what?
Y'all don't get excited when I send y'all messages. It's not even fun. Right.
Here's the difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the main difference, though, Ace. Hollywood and Uncle Larry took the time to teach us all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We don't
do that, do we?
We just expect them to know how to do it and get mad if they can't.
Given zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would take time and... So we'd sit in the office and they'd go over our tapes with us and ride around in their, like if they had errands to do and stuff, they'd let us go with them and listen to our stuff while they're driving down the road and critiquing it and all that. But we don't do that, do we? We didn't do that, did we?
I'm like, it really helped me if y'all give me some like, some direction on what's good and what's not bad. It's just like dead silence. You have never heard a more deafening silence when they don't even like look up.
We helped you when you first started, Riggins. We were very helpful to you.
You didn't need any help. You already had it.
But again, what you're doing is totally different than what we had to learn. Right, it was a totally different skill set.
Yeah.
Does it bother you, though, to find out that, like, for example, that I do take a lot of time to meet with other young radio people and try to help them and stuff, and I didn't do it with you. There's a guy that I used to go and spend a lot of time listening to his stuff and critiquing it and hearing his situations, trying to give him advice and all that stuff, and now he's a program director or music director and afternoon person at one of our competing stations in Charlotte. And I didn't do that with you, and I'm sorry, Riggins.
It's okay. That guy's a dork. I'm just
kidding. He's a dork.
No, I've gotten everything. No, you're very good teachers. It's a lot of this is just learning by watching.
Yeah.
So at least that's what I tell myself.
Well, and there is the flip side of I never taught Hollywood or Uncle Larry anything, but I'm always asking – Riggins or y'all, you know, how do I do this? If I want to do this, how would that work? If I'm on Twitter and I want to,
yeah, it says there's a suspicious login on Facebook,
right?
from an iPhone 10 Max. I don't know who that could be. Don't you have an iPhone 10 Max?
Did you just
shit.
Log in?
That
to
happened.
Facebook?
Yeah, that was
just
God, this that morning. Happened this morning,
about 20 minutes ago.
That happened. Yeah,
I don't know.
That happened this morning. I was like, what is that bullshit? Is that somebody trying to log into my Facebook page?
It's not giving me any information.
Don't you have a 10X?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I think I do. I'm sorry. I must have opened Facebook while I was opening on Facebook on my computer. My bad. Yeah.
Problem dead. Solved.
I knew it wasn't me because, I mean, I still have a shuffle. Yeah. That's how old my phone is.
Yeah, he's getting DMs on a shuffle.
But, you know, we all help each other.
Right, right. Exactly.
So there. We're just one big happy family.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. we're glad to be here for y'all.
Yeah, thank you.
Dream come true.
I mean, it's a lot of pressure being somebody's hero.
Yeah, I bet.
Hmm?
Luckily, none of this pressure falls on me.
It's a burden, really.
Oh. But Alexis, if you were that big of a fan growing up and all, you had to be crazy nervous when I came with Adam to your interview thing that day.
I was a little nervous because I had never had an actual conversation with you, letting you know that, oh, you're TJ. I had seen mm-hmm. you at the restaurant a couple of times. When I met Ace, I went and introduced myself.
Yeah.
But I was a little nervous until we started talking about murder shows. And I was like, oh, yeah. We're going to be the best of friends.
Right.
Adam hated us. He kept trying to, like, go back to topics.
Can we discuss the business at hand?
Right.
If you knew how many meetings I have been in my life that happens. It's like, oh, God, we've been sitting here 30 minutes. We should have been down here 20 minutes ago. Mm.
But I just found it entertaining seeing her little bitty hand wrapped around so many different whiskey glasses. She had like 10 old fashions sitting there.
10 old fashions. I had like 3.
They look like a normal person trying to grab a 55-gallon drum. It's like, imagine trying to drink out of a bucket with one hand.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
A barrel of liquor for her.
Riggins, when he first came in, did nothing but stand and grin at us the whole time.
True story.
Yeah, he'd stand in the back of the room and he'd just be like, oh my God. And he never stopped smiling because he said it every day when he was an intern.
Look at what you guys did to him.
He would blaze up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was super high. Really high. So I was like, this is the dream job. Like, just get high and get on and talk to people. That's what I'm doing anyway. It's like, this is a job?
Yeah. And he's not joking at all. He's dead serious about that.
Yeah, you guys could tell.
Oh, God.
The first day I could. But I'm not good at that kind of thing. But I've told the story 1,000 times because it fits perfectly. I remember looking into the other room. You could see through the room and Pete was standing there. And I said, who the F's the kid that keeps looking in here smiling so stupidly?
Stevie Wonder could tell I was high.
Yeah. It looked like he was window shopping in there, just like staring at me.
Yeah, he's just standing there looking through the window like a big grin.
I'm dead. Oh, yeah. My God.
I was like, why does that kid keep effing smiling here like that? It's driving me crazy.
Yeah. He looked like a mannequin.
Yeah. Getting class credit for this. Hell yeah.
I love it.
Blazed. Getting high at 5 in the morning. That's a good idea. for any career you want to go into.
Yeah, sure you had to like have prepared that the night before to be able
just
to
pack
like
a ball. 2:45 and just like shit weed, like horrible weed. Yeah. Really good
it.
Idea.
Yeah.
The one I'll never forget, though, is the day that you said something about, we were sitting there, and I asked you something, you said, I don't know. And I said, how do you not know? And you said, I got to be honest with you, I don't remember driving here today.
Yeah.
I went, what? He goes, I don't remember. Like, I know I drove here. I don't remember being here.
It was 420. What was I supposed to do?
Hey, oh, yeah. That's serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then what does that say about us? We're going, we got to hire that kid. Yeah, that's yeah.
There's potential there.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.